we'll redo that, so because I think people ordered that because they wanted that meditation. They wanted that, so we'll make sure that everyone gets that, okay? I see one new person, right? And you are?
Guy.
Hi, Guy. Do you know that this is a metaphysical teaching?
I do. I've actually been to Canisters and you were subbing one time, so.
Oh. Well, all right. Well, then you know. We don't have to go through that rigmarole. All right, then let's start, as we always do, with spiritual mind treatment. Let me say something about spiritual mind treatment. I handed out those steps. And if anyone's having any difficulty with those, please ask me. Remember, I told you that that's just to organize yourself. You do not have to stay in those steps, 1 through 5 or 1 through 7, whichever system you want to use. That's all that is a system. It has no power in itself. Whatever you do with it has no power. The power that's in spiritual mind treatment comes from you. And the only step that you really need is the first step. And the first step is unification. You must realize that you are one with the power. You must realize that you and the power are one in the same thing. That's why we can make the statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. You must realize that, because this teaching teaches unity, that everything is one, that we are all one. Anytime that your mind wants to separate you from that, you will not be able to do a spiritual mind treatment with any success. When I say success, that means with the manifestation of what you are asking for. Does that make sense to you? Also, when you do a spiritual mind treatment, you are asking, you can ask, or you can demand, you can stamp your foot, you can do any of those things to get the energy going. But what you have to remember is what you are doing when you're doing a spiritual mind treatment, that what you want is already done. It's already done. You do not have to wait for anything. Everything is already done in mind, in the mind of God. So it's instant. What takes so long is bringing you to that belief. Once you reach that belief, it's instant. All miracles are instant at the moment of belief. And we're always working on our belief system. We're trying to bring ourselves to that realization that we are one with the universe, that we are one with God, that we do have power, that we can create, and that we do create our own reality. Not only our personal reality, but the world reality. Remember I told you create the weather? You all have the mental equivalent. Maybe you don't. If not, you will get one. And you know that Emmett Fox wrote that. Emmett Fox, in another book, which I don't remember the title of right now, maintains that we created all the animals, because we create everything. And we need, when we create something, we create it because we think we need it. We think that's what life is. Why do you think we create disease? We're doing that. We're creating that. There's no disease in the mind of God. None. And when you realize that there's no disease in the mind of God, there can be no disease in your world, in your reality, because you are one with that. So we're always moving ourselves to that higher thought, or if you want to call it the divine thought. We're trying to bring our consciousness up to to the consciousness of God. But we pull ourselves down because of what I call the world outside and the thinking in the world. Okay? Make sense? Any questions? Are we clear? All right. With that, I will do a spiritual mind treatment. And I will do this in the first person. And all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. I know perfectly well that I am one. I am one with the only power in the world. I am one with the only power in the universe, and that power is the power for good. And I use that power right here and right now to filter any thoughts from my thinking that do not heal me, bless me, and prosper me. And I know that I can create any reality that I want. And I create that right now. And I create abundance and prosperity in my world. And I let that be so, and so it is. Easy, simple, direct. You don't have to go this way and that way. And you don't have to say please. You see. You must remember that God does not need worship. God is far above that. We need worship. You're saying the Pope needed worship. We do not need that. And God does not need that. Okay? So this thing that we're doing, this thing that we call metaphysics or science of mind or whatever, many people think that it's a religion. Excuse me, and it's not a religion. Although people would like to make it a religion. But it's not a religion because there are no sacraments, there are no doctrines, there's only a philosophy. And it's not a philosophy, it's a way of life, it's a way of thinking. And that's what we want to learn. We want to learn how to think, what we call thinking correctly. That means thinking God thoughts after it, instead of allowing our thinking to go this way and that way or whatever it happens to be doing, or letting our mind tell us that we do not deserve something. I am here to tell you that you people are absolutely deserving, you are absolutely worthy, and you are totally lovable. And you must take that in and become those things. And don't let anyone talk you out of it, especially yourself. Do not allow yourself to be talked out of that. So you just keep reminding yourself that you're one. You are one with God. And if God can do it, you can do it. And does anyone think there's something that God can't do? I don't think so. And when I use the word God or good, we're talking about an energy. We're talking about an energy that's running through everything. We're talking about a truth that runs through everything. It's no man sitting somewhere, someplace, in a place called heaven. You see, you cannot say heaven, earth, and hell. The reason why you can't do that, because that would be immediately separation. You'd be immediately separated from everything. And you're not separated from a thing. Heaven is right here and right now. The idea is to see it and learn to see it. That's what we're trying to do. So that you have a wonderful life, so that you can say, geez, I'm living a wonderful life. I love this life that I'm living, and I love everything around me. You see? And that makes it heaven. And then your mind becomes peaceful. And when your mind is peaceful, there is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot do. There's nothing you cannot have. Because your mind's at peace. It's no longer arguing with you. It's no longer telling you that you can't do something. You see? And each and every one of us can do everything. Why can we do everything that we want to do?
Because all that we are is God.
Because all that we are is God, and we're using the mind of God. You see? We're using the mind of God. And all things are possible with God. Therefore, all things are possible with you. So we learn to know that at a basic gut level, not up here thinking. I mean, that's just, I could talk all day long, and it doesn't get you anywhere. But when you drop it down into feeling, you're going to get what you want. You have to know it. It has to become part of your being. And once it does that, life opens up for you. I think it's Deepak Chopra says you can sit on a chair and life will unfold in front of you. It will just unfold in front of you. Tonight, last week we talked about love. And everyone, the people were here, felt that love. Am I right? You felt the love. We passed around. We felt it. You see, you can feel love in this room, or I can feel love in this room. And that, why can you feel love in this room? Because that's all there is. The reality that we talk about is the reality of love. Why is it the reality of love? Because love is God and God is love. And that's the only reality that there truly is. Now we put layer after layer after layer of things on top of that so we no longer can see that. So our job is to peel those away again and go right there and see love. And learn that we are love. You see. Many people want to be loved. And they think they'll be all right once they're loved. You have to learn to love yourself. When you learn to love yourself, people will love you. And there is just the reverse. I often say metaphysics is the reverse of everything you ever have ever learned, because the world teaches it backwards. And as soon as you realize that out there is backwards, then you can do all this stuff. But we're working with a big race mind consciousness out there, and it gets to us. An example of that is, I was invited to the Easter thing that Andy was having in the park. And when I turned the corner on Los Feliz, there was such a line of traffic. I'd never seen traffic in my life like this. And I thought, oh, it must be an accident. Well, I treated for an accident. Then I treated for everything I could think of. But I could not make that move. Because I was working against race mind. All those people said this is the way it is going to Griffith Park on Easter. And they bought into that. And I got stuck into their consciousness. And I could not get myself out of that. But finally turned the car and came back home. I arrived at the park at 3:05. And it was over at 3:00. But I got hooked up into something. And why did that happen? I had not prepared myself, because I never gave it a thought that this would be the occurrence. If I'd have known that before I even got in the car to drive, I would have made my way clear. I did not make the way clear. So, do I punish myself? Absolutely not. I learned something from that. See? So what we're really always talking about is energy. And we're talking about thought. And Candace, the young lady that was here that I was sending love to last week, the reason why we can all do that is because where thought goes, energy flows. So I just thought that, but I dropped it down to my heart. And I projected that out to her, and she could feel that. Then you people individually did that with each other. so that you could feel that there is an energy. Because we talk about love all the time. You know, we write songs about it, we do everything about it. But does anyone really know what love is? You know, have you ever really felt love? Now, I'm talking not everyone has. Oh, there she is. We waited. Lord, you get this royal chair. Everyone confuses love with lust. And we can all feel lust. But lust doesn't last as long. But love will last forever, you see. So we're talking about energy. And that's all this metaphysics is talking about energy. We name it different things, we say different things, but it's energy. Tonight's topic is forgiveness. We must always have love and forgiveness, or forgiveness through love. But it's always love and forgiveness. So what do we do about forgiveness? When I say forgiveness, what I'm saying is you must learn to forgive yourself. You must learn to forgive yourself. When I had a church, I would tell the people, God cannot forgive you. I cannot forgive you. And this church cannot forgive you. God cannot forgive you because God has never condemned you. God has always seen you as the radiant being that you are. Always seen you that way. But we were taught that we have to ask God for forgiveness. Doesn't work. And asking somebody else for forgiveness doesn't work. But learning to forgive yourself always works. We also learn to forgive other people. We never hold a grudge of any type against anyone, because that stops the flow of energy also. And it certainly stops the flow of love. It stops the flow of love. How many people remember when the Pope was shot? What did he do? He went to the prison and forgave the man who shot him.
And embraced him and all the others.
And this is what we have to do. And I'm always amazed when I turn on that square thing in my house, the one I throw the shoe at all the time. When somebody comes on and says, I will never forgive them. They deserve to die. They deserve the death penalty. They deserve this, that, and the other thing. You know? You can't do that to yourself. You must correct that type of thinking. It doesn't do you a bit of good. But the world tells you what? That you may do that type of thing. That person was mean to you, so you could be mean back to them. That person did this, that, and the other thing. Don't allow your mind to do that, because you're not hurting them at all. You're hurting yourself. And you're stopping your good from coming to you because you think you're entitled to hold a grudge. And you're not entitled to hold a grudge. Now, you may hold the grudge. I'm not going to tell you. You know, you may do anything you want. Why may you do anything you want? Because life is a choice. Life is a choice. And you choose the way you want to feel. You also choose the way you want to think. And yes, it may be difficult, but it's not impossible. And what you're...
So, if all things exist coming from God and separation exists, then separation was created by God in order that we have choice. Is that...
No. That's the ego mind trying to tell you something. You see, you're trying to say, well, God punishes, God does this, God sets up rules, God sets up tests. God never does that. What does God do?
God sees everyone as whole and complete.
Yes.
And he doesn't see bad and he doesn't see good.
No. God sees nothing but love. Oh, there's Jonathan. Look, a chair.
Thank you.
God sees nothing but love. And if God sees nothing but love, you can learn to see nothing but love. But God, when you do that, that's separation, which you just did. You're saying.
And God allows that to happen.
God allows everything to happen because everything is God. Very tricky, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't stop anything from happening. But what you have to realize is you're the one that's causing that, and you're the one that can stop it. You're saying. That's the gift you were given. You're saying. Everyone wants to be an angel, which is a great idea. But angels have no choice. They have to be good. You have a choice. You're the one who decides. And that's what makes life so wonderful. You're seeing. God did not create robots. If you think, you know, and how many people here think that everything is predestined? Oh, thank goodness, no one. Because that's not true either. You're saying. That's not true either. Although prophecies are true. But you cause those because you believe in them.
Define prophecies?
This is going to happen, that's going to happen, the end of the world is coming, all that hoorah. By the way, the end of the world will never come. But we like to think that. Because there is no beginning, there is no end. You just have to be, you have to be able to believe that there's no beginning and there's no end. Everything is. And everything always will be. Always. Does that help you?
Like declarations? I mean.
Yes, well you say, a prophecy can be anything, like I'm going to get sick. That's a prophecy. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. Everything we say has power. Well, everything we say is an affirmation. And then we go on with that till it becomes a treatment, it becomes a prayer, and it fulfills itself. But that's the choice that we have. In which direction do we want it to go? In which direction do we want our life to go?
So what if, like, for you, it's one thing if you're learning this philosophy and just starting to utilize it and be conscious and aware of it, but what if for years and years you're conscious and aware and utilize it, and then it's like 10 years afterwards and the things that you're trying to manifest using this philosophy and consciousness and awareness isn't being manifested?
I didn't understand that.
Okay, everything you're teaching right now is for the purpose of gaining a certain awareness and a certain power so that we are able to more navigate and control and manifest our desires and our ways of being. So for somebody to come in here and not really know much about this philosophy is let's say they're at a starting point of becoming aware and learning, and this isn't something you can just learn overnight and be like, oh, okay, I get it. It's obviously a teaching that you have to continuously put into your download into your brain so that it becomes that. You know, you become so aware with it that you are now able to utilize it in your life.
Right.
So in a hypothetical situation, let's say like 10 years passed, and so now you have been able to utilize it, and you do, it is in your consciousness, it is in your awareness, and you're consciously trying to manifest something and consciously using this knowledge. trying to create a life and are open to the fact that you control everything and all that, and now it's like 10 years later, 15 years later, and the very ideas or the very concepts that you're trying to create utilizing this doesn't manifest.
Well, it will manifest. Now, let me back up a moment. It is absolutely true that what I am teaching is an awareness. It's to bring you to an awareness of self-realization. The self-realization of what? That all you are is God, but you are not all that God is. As for the power, you already have the power. I cannot give you the power. I can make you aware that you have the power. Then, if you're doing something for 10 years and it doesn't manifest, you must be doing it wrong. So you correct that. You just fine-tune that. And you see what's inside of your own belief system that's keeping you from getting that. You want something very badly, and you're doing all this work and so forth, but have you released the idea that you are undeserving? Have you released the idea that you're not worthy? Could be very fine, one little thing, but you just have to get rid of that little thing. See? Are you trying to manifest something?
Yeah, but I don't necessarily feel like it's not manifesting. I definitely feel like it's in the process and I'm doing it. I just, you know, there is, I guess, a fear that, okay, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years might pass, and what if it doesn't? So I guess that goes back to, like, you know,
why do you think? What did he just say?
He's contemplating. You're contemplating what if it doesn't happen.
Yes, and he said fear.
Yeah, or.
But you see,
a possibility, maybe.
Of what? Fear?
No, a possibility of not manifesting.
But that's fear. You have to know that you can do it. You have to know that it's there. You have to know that there's nothing holding you back from that. But as soon as fear comes in, even the little bit of fear, it stops that process.
You might have just enough self-doubt that is keeping you from just that tiny bit.
See, you have to work on your own belief system. You have to keep building your belief system. And you have to keep seeing this working in your life all the time. Not only with the parking space, not only with this. Russ tonight came in and he said, he made a wonderful affirmation. He said, money just keeps rolling in. Money just keeps rolling into it. Now he's seen that and he believes that. He can use that as an affirmation to continually have that in his life because he's building a belief system. And you have to build the belief system. So you never give up. And when it becomes really dire and the darkest and so forth is when you use this teaching the most. It's very easy to use this teaching when everything's going along just fine. But usually when it's something happens, people throw it right out the window and say, well, there, that didn't work. You know, you can't do that to yourself. You have to make this your life. You know, we come here, we learn these things. Some people have been coming, 3 years or more now? So you have to make this your own way of life. You have to make this the truth. And you have to be able to prove this truth in your own life. Otherwise, it makes no sense, you see. It makes no sense unless you prove it to yourself and that you live this truth. You see, you must live this truth. That means you must learn to see love. That means you must learn to forgive. Even when the world tells you you don't have to. Even when your mind tells you, oh, I'm never going to forgive that rotten son of a gun. You know. And what's the next thing people say about forgiveness? Well, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. Same difference.
So this great Bunker statement said, eye for an eye leaves a lot of blind people.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. An eye for an eye is from Hammurabi. It's called the Hammurabi Law. And we learned the Hammurabi Law long before we ever learn anything else. We learn it at home. We see it at home. We hear it at home. So we've already had that in our system. And that's a belief. Well, if you have a belief, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and then I come along and say, you must learn to forgive, you must do this, you must do that, it's an impossibility for you to be able to do it, because when you have a belief system at work in you, and you lay another belief system on top of it, the older belief system will always take precedent, will always take over. How many people in the mental equivalent remember what Emmett Fox says about the nail in the piece of wood? You know, the nail is the thought. And if you want to replace that thought, you take another nail and you put it on top of that and you pound that one through, that nail goes out. Now your new thought is in there. The Bible says you cannot put new wine into old wine sacks. And that's what so many people want to do. They want to graft this teaching on top of their old knowledge. You cannot do it. It will not work for you consistently, because the old thing will come right back again. You see?
Well, I'm questioning.
Yes.
So what came first then? The
chicken or the egg?
Yeah. I mean, you know, because when I was a kid, I could manifest all that stuff, and I was pretty free. And what we're teaching here today, it was only until I got older, or as I got older, that I put the negative stuff on top of it.
Well, then why don't we go back? Why don't we take that off? Take that negative stuff off. Remember what you did as a child and become a child again. What did the master teacher say? When I say the master teacher, one of the master teachers, Jesus, you must come to me as children. That doesn't mean little children. That means you must change this mind again like it was when you were a child. Because when you were a child, you believed everything. And everything was possible for you, wasn't it? But then as you got older and the world got to you, it changed all that and you gave up that idea. Just go back. If it's there, you can go back and retrieve it. See, everyone wants to be a grown-up so quickly. Don't be a grown-up. Be a child.
You, because you were saying something and then it's like, oh, and then I'm confused because I'm following this and it's what I need to hear tonight.
Of course, you wouldn't be here, by the way. If I didn't have something that you need, you wouldn't be here tonight.
I know that.
Okay.
Saying that
indelibly negative that I at least at this age have identified it as such. At least I've come that far. That now I'm here to eradicate that, because that makes sense when you say, yes, that, as long as I know I'm normally confused, I'm okay with, I'm going to keep slogging away here.
All right. And I'm delighted that you're here. And I see a great deal of change in you. But you're still allowing your mind to run your life. Meaning that that ego mind of yours is telling you that you're confused. You are not confused. You cannot be confused. Why can she not be confused? I'll answer. She cannot be confused because she's using the mind of God, and there's no confusion in the mind of God. But if you allow the ego to come in, it will tell you that you're confused. It will tell you all kinds of things. Remember, I tell you your mind, the ego mind, is never going to say to you, wonderful, wonderful you, you got it. It's not going to do that. You have to do that for yourself. You see, the whole idea is to learn to think the thoughts that you want to think. You want to think. And see, it boils down, you have to realize that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. When I say that, we know perfectly well that inside of us, there is a higher life, a higher being. We can call it spirit, you can call it anything you want. And we have to learn to listen to that. We have to, the still small voice within us. And it is a still small voice. That's why we have to be quiet to be able to hear it, you see. But there's so much mind chatter going on that we never hear it. You're saying, I'm confused, I'm confused, I'm confused. Your small voice is saying, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. And see, the other one is louder, and you listen to the loud one. You have to learn to listen to the other one. But change your thinking about it. Never say to yourself, I'm confused. That's an affirmation, for Christ, for goodness sakes. That's an affirmation, you see? And the more you say to yourself, I'm confused, what it's going to do? It's going to make you more confused. It's just going to make you more confused.
Yes. Because it's so strong. Then I ruined it all.
No, you haven't ruined it.
How do you get over that? Like, aha. I didn't catch it.
How do you get over that? You catch it and immediately forgive yourself and say, I'm going to try better. I'm going to do this again. But you immediately forgive yourself. You don't hold that against you. You don't beat yourself up in any way. You immediately forgive and start over again.
And each time, that will just get stronger.
It will get stronger and stronger, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You had a question?
Oh, well, no. I was just thinking that, you know, when she did catch it and said, wonderful, wonderful me, that's the other nail that's driving.
It seems hollow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it won't.
It won't, but
keep
just
it
keep,
up.
That's what I mean. If I just keep going,
it worked a little, it'll
over.
Work more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay. How many people in here have changed since they've been coming?
Oh, yeah.
May I just say something?
Yes.
I just took a martial arts class for the first time in a long time, and this is kind of directed, if you don't mind, kind of an analogy, but I'm looking at a fourth.
You're not going to hit her, are you?
No. I'm looking at a fourth degree black belt instructing me, and I want to be the fourth degree black belt tonight, but I know there's a lot of work involved before I get there. So, in essence, there's a lot of work in this, a lot of work for yourself. You know, sounds, if you don't mind me saying, you have a strong inner critic. I have the same challenge. I do a lot of affirmations. You gotta keep consistently doing the work, and it'll get easier for you. You know?
All right,
I'm
going to
really what it is.
I'm going to say this. one more time, and I'll keep repeating it till till you remember. God does not ask you to try harder. God asks you to believe more. To believe more. Everyone wants to think, keep your nose to the grindstone. You know, the only thing that'll do is eat your nose away. But sit down and believe. Just keep believing. You see, and you used the word process a while ago, and I forgot to correct you on that. Yes, this may be a process, but it's not a process that's going to go on for 10 years and all that. If you believe it's a process and a drawn-out thing, it will be a drawn-out thing. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. All miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. All miracles. But we see the world out there. It says, oh, no, it takes 10 years to do this. Oh, no, it takes this time because we have this thing in our mind about time. There is no such thing as time, people. There's no such thing as time. Once you realize that, you can be anywhere on time. Because there is no time. Time is a man-made thing. There's no time in the mind of God. There's only now. And here again, you can work on that one. Till you accept that, you do not need to know that to bring into your life what you want. You see, you can get that esoteric. We can go way over there someplace. But that's not what this class is about. This class is about prosperity, abundance, and money. But that's just a veil. What it's really about is you, each and every one of you, learning that you're wonderful human beings, that you deserve everything, that you're being taken care of, that you're being taken care of. That's what you want to remember, that you're not alone. Remember when I told you there's always things behind the scene? And people in the theater know that. You see the thing there, but aren't there cameramen and people pulling ropes and all kinds of things making that happen? Well, that's behind you. All that stuff is behind you. You're not out there doing it alone. I don't do anything alone. Because we have power to use. We just don't plug it in most of the time. You know, get out your plug it in. How many people last week found a spirit guide? So now you know you're not alone, and you know you can use that. The ones who haven't, keep doing it. And I'll do that meditation again so that everyone, the ones that are missing and so forth, you can all do that. And then you can use that to help your own life, you know. All you have to do is, you know, show me the way. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm not confused. But I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know that you do. So show me how to do this. Artists use that all the time. They know that there's something. Talk to an artist about how to do it. I have no idea how I did it. Right?
I'm just thinking of the stuff I played for you.
Yeah.
It came through me. Yeah. It was something mystical.
Well, I'm going to tell you everything comes through you. Everything comes through you. When you're doing anything, when you get into that, just open yourself up. It will come through you. You see. If there's only one mind, if there's only one God, and I talk, who's talking?
God.
Yes. Because there's no separation. So you must learn that also, so that you can do that. And it may sound grandiose, it may sound this, that, the other thing, but do it, because you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed what comes through you. We're all channels for God. The only way that God can manifest on this plane of action is through you. That's the only way God can manifest. So let's go back to forgiveness a moment. How many people here cannot forgive themselves?
Say that again.
How many people here cannot forgive themselves for something? Okay. You have to forgive yourself. First of all, God has never condemned you, so God cannot forgive you. In God's eyes, you are completely innocent of anything that you've done. You're completely innocent. Keep that in your consciousness. Say to yourself every day, I am innocent. And you are innocent. Many people cannot forgive themselves for where they are today. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You can't be someplace where you're not supposed to be. Everything that brought you to this point has brought you to this point because you needed to learn something along the way. And when I say you needed to learn something, I'm not telling you that God gives you lessons, or that something's punitive out there. But with your choices, with everything, they were done to bring you to where you are today, so that you have to realize that you're always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing and saying the right thing, that you never have to worry about that you never have to be confused about anything. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Does that make sense to you? So many people say, well, if I'd have done that, I would have this. How many people say, well, if I'd invested then, I would have this? Well, I have news for you. You didn't invest and you don't have it, so forget it. But it doesn't mean that you can't do it now. Nothing's ever over till the fat woman sings. Not over. Nothing's over. Just keep going. But learn to forgive. Learn to forgive yourself. I'll make a big statement. Most people who are ill physically are ill because they cannot forgive themselves. Most people who we diagnose as mentally ill are mentally ill because they cannot forgive themselves. Now, we go through a lot of other rigmaroles, and we go through a lot of theories, and we go through a lot of things, but the bottom line is they have not forgiven themselves. And when you haven't forgiven yourself, it's very hard to love yourself, isn't it? And you see, it's the love we want to do. We want to go back to that love. And you can do that on your own. You can do that. How many people saw the movie The Mission? Do you remember that the brother who killed the one that killed, and then he wanted to become a priest? And for penance, his own, he put all his armor and all that stuff behind, and he just kept dragging it and dragging it and dragging it. And that's a basic Catholic thing, I think. And then they were going up through the, and it was very hard because they were in the jungle. Can you imagine dragging this stuff through a jungle? And then he had to go up this waterfall, I think it was, or something. And the one priest said to the main priest, Jeremy Irons, why don't you tell him that that's enough and cut the rope? He said, no, he must do that. He must know when it's enough. He must know that he has to forgive himself. We have to learn to forgive ourselves, but we're dragging all that crap behind us all the time. What good does that do us? Tires us out, doesn't it? Just forgive yourself and get rid of it. You have to do it. No one can do it for you. How many people have ever said, I wish they would forgive me for that? It doesn't matter if they forgive you or not. You have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. So the only two things you ever have to learn in life is to love and forgive. Love and forgive. What else is there? There's only love and forgive. And when you love and forgive yourself, you can get peace of mind. And when you have peace of mind, anything that you want comes into your life. And it doesn't take 10 years. Does this make sense to you? If you're trying to manifest something and it's not coming to you... Oh, excuse me one moment. Andy, how did you get your new commercial? You changed something the other day, didn't you?
I decided that I have the job.
Yes.
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
The other day, you had told me that you can actually work on the three elements, I'll call them, you know, worthy, deserving, and lovable, and you can separate them out and investigate each one and slice one up to find out in what areas
yes.
you're stopping the flow in your life.
Yes.
And in our discussion, I told you that I felt most of the time I feel very worthy and most of the time I feel very deserving. But the lovable section is the one that I probably need the most work on.
Right.
And I was just thinking, because we were talking about this forgiveness, about how, you know, I, through my life, at some point something happened, and I'm not even sure if I could put my finger on what it was, that made me feel a deficit in the lovable area. And then that then manifested things which reaffirmed that to the point where it's like, I don't even know what the original thing was anymore. And it might have been nothing. It could have been just somebody giving me a cross-eyed look and like, oh, you know, and then it's just like, and it created a whole
yes.
history. And so the thing is now, I'm thinking like, okay, you know, and I do affirmations to feel more lovable and to love myself. But it's like that stuff I want to wash away, I want to get rid of.
Yes.
And so my question is, how do I forgive myself for something I can't even remember? And how do I stop all that
all right.
crap?
It's never necessary to remember why something happened. People spend 20 years in therapy and still they haven't pinpointed exactly what has caused this. Because it gets convoluted after a while, you see. Remember the idea of the file doors in your head? And the little man runs up and down and takes this file and puts it over there and picks this, you know, and they get all mixed up after a while. And you know, and you can easily prove that to yourself. How many people have gone to tons of parties and you get the party mixed up and you say, so-and-so was at that party. So-and-so wasn't at that party. They were at another party. But it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is to say, I'm loving myself, and I'm loving myself right here and right now. And I'm going to make the biggest statement in the world, because you said that the other day when we were talking privately about the lovability and so forth. And as soon as you recognized that and you said, well, maybe I have to thin slice this, you got the job. Well, that's how fast it works.
Thin slice.
Thin slice. Okay, use the word you don't know. I'll be right with you right now. Thin slice means he was trying to figure something out, and I said, just thin slice it a little, you know, where instead of looking at it, it may be just a thin slice of something that's in there, just maybe a splinter or something, and we just remove that. That's thin slicing. There's a different way of thin slicing. We all thin slice, by the way, in our thinking, and it comes up from the unconscious mind. We thin slice something because we look at something and we immediately make up our minds about something. That's thin slicing. But he thin sliced and immediately had a little aha experience. When he had the aha experience, remember we're talking about energy, it allowed him immediately to get the commercial. And they called and gave you the commercial, didn't they? But I knew that when he had that experience, I knew, aha, he'll get that. Rhoda.
I had a very unpleasant experience over the weekend. My ransom was over, and I had changed where I kept some credit cards, and he's been stealing credit cards, a lot of stuff. And so when I couldn't find it, I accused him of having taken it. And then I found it, and I called him, and I apologized, and I immediately forgave myself, which is something I never would have done.
Yes.
And that's the end of it. Otherwise, I'd figure out how his whole future was going to be blighted, and I would have figured out everything under the sun.
Yes.
And once I forgave myself, it was over.
Yeah.
For me.
Right.
His life is complicated anyway.
Right. But that's all I want to know is about your life.
Right. And so I was fine. And I'm still fine with it. But this never could have happened before.
And this is what you do. See, now she loves herself enough that she can forgive herself instantly instead of mulling that over and saying, what a mistake I made, what this, what harm I've done, da-da, da-do, da-do, da-dum, da-dum.
Very familiar territory.
Yes. Well, it's familiar with everybody. It's familiar with all of us. We used to do that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that anymore. So it's forgiveness, and it's love. So it makes sense.
A lot of times it's easier to forgive someone else than yourself.
Oh, easily. Always. That's why everyone wants to say immediately when you say forgiveness, oh, I forgive them. No. I want you to learn to forgive yourself. Love. Oh, I love them. I love them. But do you love yourself? Oh. Life is an inside job. And it starts inside of you and moves out. And unless you can do it for yourself, you can't do it for somebody else. Unless you love yourself, there is no way in hell that you can love anybody else. There's no way you can do that, you see. When I said earlier about the world gets everything backwards, and you must realize that. When I was a Boy Scout, the motto was, God first, others second, self third. That's not it. You're first. Others are second, and God is third. Because unless you love yourself, you can't love others. Unless you love others, you can't love God. But everyone wants to forget that and go up to God or do this and the other thing and put everything outside of themselves. There's nothing outside of you, people. It's inside of you. And you have to start with you. Now, I've said this many times, the highest form of worship that you can give God is to love yourself. See, if you don't love yourself, you're not loving God. Why is that? Because you're one and the same. All that you are is God. But you're not all that God is. So if you sit around hating yourself, you're hating God. Don't do it. Okay? Are there any other questions? You have a smile on your face. Something happened?
Some good energy.
Good.
It's the first miracle.
It's the first miracle.
He manifested that.
He did. All right, if there are no other questions, I'm going to tell you people that you're wonderful, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
So sign in on the sheet there, just so we know that you were here. There's a basket there for donations for Dallas. And I can't do anything else. So thanks everybody for coming.
What's your commercial?
T-Mobile.
Another freelance job, which is
Yeah, that's right.
And it pays more, so just